Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide. 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
Buddy Carl Wolfson subbing for Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman on the ground in Africa in Darfur. He's along with other journalists, Ellen Ratner of Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com there as well. We hope to talk to Tom by satellite from Darfur. And Tom left last Monday from here in Portland and on this mission to provide awareness of the situation over there in Darfur. I want to mention at the top of the show that you can go to tomhartman.com and actually donate to the Sacks of Hope for Sudanese refugees in Darfur. The Christian Solidarity International is helping to shepherd this trip over there with Tom. So tomhartman.com is the place to go if you want to contribute to the Sacks of Hope, which they will be bringing to the Sudanese refugees in Darfur. Carl Wolfson with you, speaking from Portland, Oregon. And we end our regular show, our morning show here in Portland, with a segment called Weasels of the Week. And we had quite a few weasel nominations this morning in Portland. And on an Anything Goes Friday, you might want to talk about the past week and what a week it's been. Is the weasel Geraldine Ferraro, who said that Barack Obama wouldn't be in this position if he weren't black? Would it be Oklahoma State Representative Sally Kern, who said homosexuality is a bigger threat to the United States than Islamic terrorists? Would it be, we have a standing weasel, George Bush, who said today, this morning, that better times are coming, and trying to con the American people into supporting retroactive immunity for the telecoms. We got some thumbs up for the House of Representatives holding firm against any immunity for telecoms, so they wouldn't be weasels. Would it be Karl Rove, a standing weasel? Would it be Dr. Laura, who blamed Elliot Spitzer's wife and women in general for not satisfying their men as a reason why men have affairs? Dr. Laura could be a weasel of the week. We want to hear from you, of course, at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. And speaking of Elliot Spitzer from Pajamas Media, how about this story? It starts out, think New York's governor has problems? Well, Ardashir Aryan writes that Spitzer's scandal pales in comparison to the talk of the town in Tehran, Iran. General Reza Zarhei, Tehran's chief of police and a member of the Revolutionary Guard, has resigned under a cloud of scandal after he was caught and arrested naked with no fewer than six nude women during a government raid on a brothel. General Zarhei has spearheaded recent police operations enforcing Islamic dress for women to promote public morality, which may have resulted in thousands of arrests. The story, which the Iranian regime has done its utmost to keep out of the press, first leaked on the leftist Farsi website Peaknet more than a week ago. The story has made its way onto several underground Iranian websites and blogs and has been confirmed by Pajamas Media by independent sources. According to the reports on Farsi websites, during preliminary interrogations of the six women, when asked why they were naked, their response was, General Zarhei asked us to do a group prayer in the nude. So you think Elliot Spitzer has problems. Talk to the, former now chief of police in Tehran, Iran. And my good friend, Anything Goes Friday, my good friend Will Durst, comedian Will Durst, willdurst.com, has come out with his list of suggestions for John McCain's vice presidential shortlist. And among them, Andy Rooney. That'd be take the old thing out of play for John McCain. He suggests Fred Thompson, throws a bone to the conservative wing and makes candidate appear vibrant. Hillary Clinton is a possible choice for John McCain's running mate. Wilder says wants it so bad she'd cross the aisle for a death watch slot. Mia Hamm, you want soccer moms? We got your soccer moms right here. How about Elliot Spitzer, because America loves second chances? Mitt Romney, just to exploit the incredible chemistry between him and John McCain. Kiefer Sutherland, what right-winger doesn't love Jack Bauer? Torture question becomes moot. And one of the last suggestions from Will Durst for John McCain's running mate, Karl Rove, assassination insurance. So if you want to talk about the political fray as well, there's good news out of Washington. And I think one of the good things is that the House is standing up to George Bush. You know, he wants telecom immunity. And so far, the House is standing firm against it. They have a compromise legislation there, which they're pushing, that President Bush is railing at. The House also voted yesterday 212 to 207 for a $3 trillion budget plan, which increases domestic spending and also cuts, lets all of those Bush tax cuts simply expire in 2010. We'll see how that fares. The Senate yesterday said no to a one-year break from pork barrel spending. The vote was 71-29 there. Now, John McCain couldn't even get a majority of Republicans to vote for it. He and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama came back from the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were only among five Democrats to vote for a moratorium on pork. And that is the news out of Washington at this point. And let's get to your calls on anything anything goes on Friday. Usually brunch with Bernie, but Bernie won't be with us today. And he likes to have brunch with Tom. And we hope to hear from Tom in Darfur. I want to mention something else that, you know, this doesn't get a lot of play nationally, but it's out of the Boston Globe. A little bit different subject for you than Anything Goes Friday. This is Dateline Concord, New Hampshire, in the Boston Globe. They say they only want to protect their right to dry. And in three New England states, advocates for clotheslines, yes, clotheslines, strung across the yard, draped with socks and sheets, are pushing for new laws to liberate residents whose neighbors won't let them hang laundry outside. Homeowners associations, which enforce bans on clotheslines at thousands of residential developments, say the rules are needed to prevent flapping laundry from dragging down property values. But in an age of paper over plastic, as people try to take small steps to protect the environment, more residents are chafing at the restrictions. And some lawmakers in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Connecticut are taking it a step further, seeking legislation that would guarantee the freedom to let one's garments flutter in the breeze. And Alexander Lee from the Project Laundry List, that's a great name, the Project Laundry List, it's a group based in Concord that supports the clothesline drying, says, "What the American clothesline needs is a new image. We want Martha Stewart and Oprah Winfrey to make the clothesline into a pennant of eco-chic instead of a flag of poverty." Well, there's some silly news along with some news out of Washington. Mark in Lamy, New Mexico. Am I pronouncing that right, Mark?
That's right, sir. Since we're speaking of weasels, let's not forget to mention Big Dick Cheney, probably the meanest weasel in American history, is going to the Middle East ostensibly to bring peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis, who haven't been at peace since the Old Testament.
And yes, and you know, when George Bush and Dick Cheney took office in January of 2001, they certainly weren't interested in getting the process moving, handed off to them by the Clinton administration. They wanted to do everything un-Clinton and move that down to a low priority status. And we wonder, had they been engaged, Mark, from January 2001 and kept those parties talking over there and acting over there, we might have been a lot farther ahead. But you're right, Dick Cheney, he's actually one of our standing weasels, Mark.
That's right. Well, let's just hope he doesn't bring war to Syria and Iran while he's at it.
Yeah, you know, I often think it's great to have Dick Cheney out of the country, but then you have to think the flip side of that. When he's out of the country, he's creating havoc internationally. You know, I do a lot of speeches for Democratic and progressive groups around Portland, and it's pretty crowded. My opening line is always, geez, there's so many people here, you'd think we're waterboarding Dick Cheney. So, yeah, it's good to have him out of the country. Mark, thank you. We get a little weasel nomination on the national show. Tony in Beverly Hills, California, welcome to the Tom Hartman program on this Anything Goes Friday.
Yes. Listen, I believe that if Senator Clinton does not get the delegates that she won in Florida and Michigan, I feel at the convention, those delegates from Florida and Michigan are going to walk out of the convention, and Senator Obama will not win the election in November at all, because 1.7 million. The people voted in Florida, and they are very angry. If I was a Floridian, you know, yeah, they moved up the vote a few days or something. But it seems like the Democrat Party is trying to do to Hillary in Florida what the Republicans did to Al Gore in 2000, denied that their vote counts.
You know, Tony, there is a plan by Florida Democrats right now to have a combo like mail-in and polling primary down there. Mm-hmm. It has to be approved, and thank you for the call, Tony. It has to be approved by the Democratic National Committee. It has to be approved also by the Obama campaign and the Clinton campaign. And one of the problems with it is that according to Florida law, the state is banned from conducting elections by mail. Now, state party officials say they want to get around that by actually outsourcing the election operations to a third party. And, boy, you talk about Florida outsourcing elections. You got a big brew of trouble right there. But, look, there's got to be a result to both Florida and Michigan because people on both sides are going to say we want to be the party of enfranchising voters, not disenfranchising voters. Carl Wilson, along with you on the Tom Hartman program. We hope to hear from Tom from Darfur. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Annoy Hannity. Listen to Hartman. Tom Hartman, nationwide. AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Straight talk without the narrow mind.
He's only good enough to be vice president to the loser.
Randy Rhodes Show.
This is what they're saying. Hillary's floating this story that Barack Obama would make a wonderful vice president.
One loud, proud progressive.
It's like Muhammad Ali kicking your ass. And then you say to Muhammad Ali, wow, that hurt. Would you be my sparring partner?
The Randy Rhodes Show.
How do you do that?
3 to 6. AM 620. KPOJ. And 620KPOJ.com. Portland's progressive talk station.
Whether you've been creating art for years or just getting started, Muse Art and Design is Portland's friendly neighborhood art supply store, where you'll find all the supplies you need to turn your ideas into art. Muse Art and Design also offers classes and workshops to help you get back into making art or try something new. Visit MuseArtAndDesign.com to learn more about class schedules, sales, and happenings in the art community. Mention KPOJ and receive 10% off art supplies when you shop at Muse Art and Design on Hawthorne and 42nd.
Hey, Bill, why are you dressed like a gorilla? And why do you have a chimpanzee with you?
It's for our Big Ten event. Why aren't you dressed like a gorilla?
Because it's not that kind of tent? Yeah, we were thinking more like a camping tent, you know, because we're Subaru. It's the Subaru small tent big event.
Oh, right.
So, does Mr. Zippers there know how to pass out trail mix?
Mr. Zippers knows how to throw trail mix.
A 10 event that could only come from Subaru. Through March 31st, get a great deal on any Subaru at the Small Tent Big Event, like the all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza. With available stability control, it's the only small car to earn the IIHS Top Safety Pick. And now it's at a special lease of just $179 per month for 36 months with $978 due at signing. Top safety picks include the 2008 Subaru Impreza equipped with available BDC. Tax, title, and registration fees extra. Call 1-800-WANT-AWD for lease details or see participating dealer. Take delivery from dealer stock by 3/31/08.
Hurry to Toys R Us for the long-awaited Super Smash Bros. Brawl for Wii. Purchase it now and you can get 50% off other select Wii titles. And save over 30% off the Hannah Montana Surf Shop Hangout playset. And don't miss our buy one, get one free on all Little Tykes toys priced up to $24.99. There's also no better time to save $30 on the Little Tykes Jump and Slide Bouncer and the Seek and Explore Climber or the Plymouth Gym Set, all for only $169.99 each. Only at Toys R Us. Free item must be of equal or lesser value to the lowest priced item purchased. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Continental U.S. only.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello.
Where are you?
Looking at lawn tractors. You?
I'm in appliances. I thought we agreed on a washer.
Yeah, but You ought to see this lawn tractor.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Today's the day to get what you've always wanted. Because when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card, you can get special deferred financing store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 19th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Today, the Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199. Fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. We're coming up on the fifth anniversary of the invasion of Iraq here in Portland, Oregon. We're going to have a big rally in March, and I'm sure in cities and towns across the United States and perhaps across the world. We'll be protesting this invasion and occupation of Iraq. It's Anything Goes Friday. Tom Hartman, of course, in Darfur. And we hope to hear from Tom by satellite phone today from that very important region of the world. If you want to get in on the Anything Goes Friday, it's 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Let's go to Karen in Alameda, California. Karen, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to weigh in on Florida. I have no problem with a new primary in Florida, but I am really opposed to letting the prior results stand, because without any campaigning in the state, so much of the result is, to quote Bill Richardson, just name recognition.
And you're absolutely right, Karen. And the candidates agreed not to campaign in Florida. And let's also add, Karen, to the situation in Florida. As I understand it, the Florida legislature, Republican-dominated legislature, moved this date ahead of February 5th to January 29th. They attached it to as an amendment to a bill that the Democrats couldn't oppose there. The Democrats did not want this. So the Democrats in Florida were left with something, left with Republican mischief, actually, in Florida. So it is the Republican mischief that got us into this point right now. And I agree with you. I think that there should be no results from the previous election to stand. The candidates abided by that rule not to campaign in Florida. Karen, thank you for that call. And Doug in Royal Oak, Michigan, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, good afternoon, Charlie. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm going to nominate a closet weasel of the week.
Oh, I love this weasel of the week taking off on the national show. I like it.
I love it, too. As a former Edwards supporter up here in Michigan, I'm going to nominate Don Edwards.
Wow.
Still an Edwards supporter, because I'd like him to get off the stick and decide which one of these two he's going to support, because he's sitting on 100-plus delegates, plus whatever he gets from Florida if they ever ratify that election.
You know, Doug, you make a great point, because we all have heard about the delegate math, that neither Obama nor Clinton will have enough at the end of the primary process in June, and it'll be the superdelegates who move one way or the other. But you bring up a great point, Doug, that John Edwards is sitting on, and, you know, every delegate counts, every delegate. So John Edwards... Do you think, Doug, that he is that he is waiting to hear about a possible position, Attorney General, Secretary of Labor? What do you think?
As a supporter in 04 and again in 08, I don't know what he's waiting on. All I can imagine is he's waiting for the North Carolina primary, which comes 2 weeks after the Pennsylvania primary, and that's when he's going to be forced to make a decision one way or the other if the math is still messed up. But up here in Michigan, all I can tell you, as a former Edwards supporter, uncommitted got 41% of the vote. And if Hillary gets any more than 59% of the delegates, then it's going to be, as they say, H to pay, because that election went off as it did, and understandably everybody in the Michigan Party, Democratic Party, is behind her, and I understand that too. But the point is if she comes up with 60, 65, 70% of the delegates from Michigan, no matter how they do the election, it's going to be very interesting how it plays out up here.
Yeah, the reports we have heard, Doug, from the John Edwards camp, and thank you very much for the call, that he was going back and forth. And in his own mind, there were pros and cons for both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. We understand, and again, this is just reporting rumors that out of the Edwards household, that Elizabeth Edwards did want him to support Barack Obama. But John Edwards biding his time, and it's a good point, Doug, that he's sitting on some delegates. Let's stay in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, actually, with Christy. Christy, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hi. I'm so tired of people all over the country weighing in on what should happen in Michigan, in Florida. Hundreds of thousands of us Democrats in both states didn't vote because we were told our vote wouldn't count. And if they seat the delegates as they stand now, people will be furious. And I think we should have a do-over, or they shouldn't count. We didn't get a chance to vote.
Yeah, obviously, Howard Dean is in a tough position here because the rules, you can say on one hand that the rules were set, but yet there was mischief in jumping ahead, certainly in Florida. Eric Barron with MichiganLiberal.com is a blogger we had on the air the other day, and much the same. Michigan has to decide for itself. And I know out of Michigan that Carl Levin and some supporters of Barack Obama have said that they think a mail-in vote wouldn't be secure. I have news for you. We use mail-in for just about everything here in Oregon, and they are indeed safe and secure. But Christy, you're saying you want the redo?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and I think there's absolutely no way around it at this point. We're going to have to do the redo in Michigan and in Florida. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. Tom, we hope to hear from satellite from Darfur. You're listening to the Tom Hartman program on Air America Radio. We'll be back.
Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Bleeding Heart Independent. Tom Hartman, nationwide on AM 620 KPOJ. Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
And I wonder...
We're back. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. Anything Goes Friday, 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270 if you want to join us. And joining us now, Mother Jones, Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief David Korn. MotherJones.com is the website. David, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you on the show. David, the March-April issue of Mother Jones is out. And, boy, if we thought there was mudslinging in the 2004 presidential campaign, we ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, that's the point of a piece I wrote. I mean, people remember the Swift boats from back in 2004. I think this campaign we're going to see a whole armada of from the right and the left of outside groups, independent money, some of which we don't even know where it's coming from, going after both the Republican and Democratic candidates. It can be just a real hurricane of sleaze.
You know, the loophole in 2004 was the 527s. Is that right?
Yeah, there were groups that were, you know, basically federal law says that if you're trying to influence the presidential election, you have to abide by some rules. You have to say where you're getting your money from, and you can't take more than $5,000 from any source. So what 527s did was they came along, they were outside the usual campaign finance regimen, and they took unlimited amounts of money in the tens of millions of dollars from rich people. George Soros on the left, T-Bone Pickens on the right gave a couple of million to the Swift Boat veterans who attacked John Kerry, and they just went to town on these candidates. And the FEC, 3 years too late, said, by the way, you can't do that, and it fined them $2 million. But altogether, these four big 527s, two on the liberal side, two on the conservative side, had spent about $200 million in 2004. So So the fine was about 1% of the actual infraction, which is not much of a disincentive if you're going to try it again.
Okay. David?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, David. Tom Hartman has joined us by satellite phone from Darfur, and I want to talk to you next segment if we can push this off on the 527s. This is an extremely important issue, and David, we have Tom with us by satellite phone. We don't know how long we'll have him, so can we hold off to the next segment with you?
Sure.
David, thank you very much. David Korn, the D.C. Bureau Chief of Mother Jones, motherjones.com. And do we have Tom Hartman now? Tom?
Hey there, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Tom. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. It's good to finally be here. Our plane was delayed by like 6 hours out of Juba. Bureaucrats and people couldn't figure out, and were we supposed to have this plane or not? And then they discovered the plane was 100% at weight, which didn't include any people in it, which means it would have crashed when it took off. So they had to offload some stuff, and then it was leaking fuel out of the right wing. it was a wild time.
Wow.
So we finally left, and we're here in a community that I can't name actually, because there's some concern that places where aid agencies go end up being bombed, and I'll talk about it on the air next week. But we traveled about 3 hours in, strapped into a cargo plane with a couple of tons of food, and in fact, a couple of people sleeping on top of the piles of, or laying on top of the piles of stuff. Heroin to Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News and Talkers Magazine, and a few other folks. And,
Tom,
and,
Tom, you flew into Nairobi, Kenya, and then took a flight from Nairobi to Juba, which is in southern Sudan. Is that right?
Yeah, Juba is a town that was essentially recreated after 50 years of war by the United Nations. And we met there for about an hour with the president of South Sudan, who is the vice president of the whole country of North Sudan. And it's a very interesting political situation. And we met with the U.S. Consul General, and we met with the whole U.N. force there. It was fascinating. Where we are now is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we're about a three-hour flight into the middle of Sudan. This is a country that is the size of Texas that has 10 miles of paved road, period. We are the closest electric light to us is probably 300 miles, and no water, no sanitation, no roads, no nothing, and the sun is starting to go down. We just pitched our tents, and we just delivered. This is a community that has historically been a community here in Sudan, but now the refugees in Darfur are coming here. We're within a few kilometers of the Darfur border, and the refugees in Darfur are coming in, and it's creating havoc, I guess, would be one way to say it.
Tom, earlier on the program, on the local program in Portland, we spoke to Meredith McKenzie, Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com. She reported that the presidents of Sudan and Chad had reached an agreement, a pact, that rebel groups would not attack across the borders. Have you heard that there?
That would be Bashir in northern Sudan, and that would be good. That'd be good news. That area with Chad is on the west side of Darfur. We're on the east side of Darfur and northern Sudan. And, this is we're in the area that Nick Kristof wrote about a week or so ago, saying that, you know, this looks like it could go to hell really fast. It's a very interesting, I mean, this whole area is so pregnant with promise. And the Chinese in particular have recently appointed an envoy to this area to try and help out because we have this U.S. sanction against Sudan, we are not able to buy the oil from the south, which is where most of the oil is, so the Chinese are buying it. And they apparently are trying to become better citizens or good citizens on this in part perhaps because of the Olympics, in part because they just want to clean up their image around the world. And that is very good news.
Well, the pressure must be applied.
In the meantime,
to China by either through the United Nations or the United States unilaterally, hopefully through a combination of efforts, was the pressure has to be on China. And that's good news if they want to be a better citizen.
Well, perhaps. Yeah, those are things I can talk about when I get back. I don't want to make myself or this group a target, frankly.
Tom, can you describe for us where you are right now and what you see?
We're on the border with Darfur in southern Sudan and in the central part of Sudan. What I'm seeing around me is a big sky that would make Texas blush. It's just huge, occasional very large trees, a lot of scrub brush, red dirt. Made a lot of iron in the dirt. That's the stuff that makes our hemoglobin. I mean, this is where humanity began. And we're in a small compound here. Outside the compound, there's a huge refugee camp, I'd guess. I don't know, 50,000 people or so, something like that. And we were just spending some time with some families that literally had arrived today. A large UN convoy came in today with refugees from several villages in Darfur that had just recently been sacked and looted and burned.
Did you talk to any of the refugees, Tom?
Yeah, at some length. And in fact, part of the reason why I called in late, in part because our plane arrived late, and also in part because we had to pitch our tent here quickly before the dark sets in, because once it gets dark, there is no light and we can't do anything. So my son, who's with me, is finishing up that right now while I'm talking to you on the phone. But we've got, photos and videotape and some interviews, and I'm making a lot of notes, and we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about when we get back. The bottom line, Carl, you tell me, first of all, what we've got to do with regard to brakes and things. I don't know what your clock is like, and I don't have a watch. I can't see.
We'll let you know. Tom.
Okay. Where are we at right now?
We're at 40 past the hour right now, about 3 minutes. Will you be able to stay on and take callers, Tom?
Yeah, I can, as long as the battery in the satellite phone survives, and it may survive for even a couple hours. So, we'll see it.
You know, Tom, no matter where you are in the world, there's always that battery problem. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was just going to say, what's so remarkable is that this is an area this is a country that is rich in natural resources. That, basically in 1956, I saw the same thing in Uganda when I was in Uganda in 1979, 80, 81, well, 80 and 81 during the war with Idi Amin. And, what happened in 56 was that, Churchill was getting all this abuse from the international community for colonizing Africa. So he said, okay, that's it. Screw it. We're out of here. And they just pulled out unilaterally and creating huge vacuums. Huge power vacuums, huge economic vacuums, in every regard. And many of the countries that they left, Sudan being one of them, Uganda being another, essentially collapsed. You'll recall Sudan was, if my recollection is correct, is a country that we actually, under the Clinton administration, bombed when we were trying to get Osama bin Laden. And so, you have states that were just dealing with every kind of imaginable problem and a complete lack of infrastructure. The north of Sudan, Khartoum, is a beautiful and extraordinary city, at least from what I hear. I've not been there. I've been to much of North Africa, but not Khartoum. But South Sudan, like I said, an area larger than Texas, 10 kilometers of paved road, and I was on it yesterday in Juba. And people who have been living tribally for, 50,000, 100,000 years and just doing fine, thank you very much, and have, it's remarkable. You walk through these refugee camps and everybody has their little areas of demarcation. I mean, society always continues. People, even when they don't have anything they're literally sleeping out in the open on the ground. Little twig fires to cook their food and boil water. And, you know, and some of the kids are just heartbreaking, and some of them are so obviously, you know, you pussy eyes and, you know.
Tom, we're going to take a break. I want to mention again, TomHartman.com is the place you can donate to Sacks of Hope that Tom and others are bringing to the Sudanese refugees in Darfur right now. Tom Hartman on the ground in Darfur. And when we come back, we'll take your calls as well, 866-303-2270.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman Program.
The truth is his weapon. Tom Hartman, nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they could save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Brian, and Aleve's Pain Relief moved me to write this song.
Your knees are hurting and your back is aching. Well, let me tell you something I have taken. Aleve stops all the pain and I'm not faking.
Aleve moves me.
Stop your joints from throbbing.
Aleve moves me.
It's the answer to your problem.
Use Aleve as directed for good moves worth singing about.
Rachel Maddow.
The point that she's making there is an important one.
Evenings, 6 to 8.
We are completely unwilling to do what needs to be done to reduce our dependence on Middle Eastern oil.
Rachel Maddow.
It is a matter of huge national embarrassment and huge national vulnerability and weakness that we have to do everything we do as a country, hat in hand, bowing and scraping.
Evenings, 6 to 8.
Because we are dangling off the swollen udder of the Middle Eastern oil.
Streaming at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620. KPOJ.
Stop painful feet and back problems due to improperly fitted shoes. Visit Alvick Brothers Stomping Ground, where they take the time to analyze your feet and find your perfect shoe. Brothers Jeff, Eric, and Greg have over 30 years' experience in the shoe industry. They tailor fit your shoe each time to ensure the best fit. And with quality brands like Merrell, Naot, and Sanita, your feet will not only feel better, but they'll look great too. Stop by and visit the brothers at Stomping Ground. Your feet will be glad you did. Alvick Brothers Stomping Ground, your complete foot care center in Beaverton inside the Cedar Hills Crossing Mall.
Green is a word with many meanings, and at Car Subaru, it means protecting the environment and saving you money. Right now, during the Subaru Small Tent Big Event, get $5,000 off MSRP on Car Subaru's all-new 2008 Foresters. That's $5,000 right off the sticker price, so you can experience car and driver's best small SUV in America and save some green in the process. Car Subaru has dozens of Foresters to choose from with one of the highest fuel efficiency ratings in America. Couple that with Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive, and we're not just helping you save the environment, we're helping you conquer it, too. So go green at Car Subaru. And put some back in your pocket, too, with $5,000 off MSRP on the all-new 2008 Foresters. Car Subaru off Highway 217 on Canyon Road in Beaverton, where salaried salespeople see it your way. Think Field Drive Subaru. $5,000 MSRP includes $750 factory rebate. Stock number S80586. Car and driver results taken from Subaru.com.
Refinance.com is a licensed mortgage banker. APR is 6.73%.
Attention homeowners. The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now get FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates under 6% from Refinance.com. With the Refinance.com Dream Program, your credit score may be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate under 6% regardless of your credit score, and new loan limits may let you borrow up to $729,000. This could result in a savings of hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-8296. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call Refinance.com today. 1-800-400-8296. 1-800-400-8296.
Now more of Tom
Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
That you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate.
Well, welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Carl Wolfson in Portland, Oregon. We're speaking with Tom Hartman, who is on the ground in Darfur in Sudan. And 866-303-2270 is the number, 866-303-2270. You can also go to tomhartman.com if you'd like to donate to the Sacks of Hope to help Sudanese refugees in Darfur. Tom, have you distributed Sacks of Hope?
Yeah, we came in with a plane so full that there was hardly any room for us. The village elders have them. They distribute them according to their local traditions. Joe Madison is here with me, by the way. He just walked off toward the latrine, but when he comes back, I'm going to try and grab him and put him on the air. And there's a couple other talk show hosts here, too, if I can get any of them to drop in and say hi.
Tom, we have a question.
And
go ahead.
And pardon me if I'm talking softly. I'm in the middle of this compound. It's dark. I'm trying not to be super loud, and I just got I have this god-awful infection in my lungs that I'm fighting. But in any case, I'm here.
and we are so grateful that you're there, Tom, and we have a call for you from Jeff in Portland, Oregon. Jeff, you're on with Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom. First,
hey,
I love your show, and I'm just proud that you're out there to see it firsthand. I have two questions. A real quick one is, how can an average citizen actually get to see what you're seeing in Darfur? You're a journalist, but sometimes I think seeing things firsthand is best. But my second question is more important. Why do you think, with the crisis that's going on now, and the numbers show that it's a great crisis, there is less media attention on this than, say, something that might happen in Palestine or another African country that seems to be of less, I should say nothing is less important. But this is a crisis that's been ongoing for a long time, and I was wondering if you can address exactly why you think the media isn't grabbing hold of this as a major concern as opposed to things of your everyday.
Well, first of all, with regard to why there's not more media coverage, I think it's Darfur is a huge area, and there's not a lot of press here. This is not, you know, there's not like fancy hotels where the press likes to go and stay. Things like that. You're not, you know, it's just, and there are international issues. I mean, there's issues that have to do with the United States and China and other things that cause the U.S. not to want to focus on it. I forgot the first question was about. Hello?
Jeff,
hello,
your first question?
You guys still listening?
Well, the first question, but I want to make sure the answer to the second question is just because it is more, the press is too elite to actually, you know, cover something because they might have to get their hands dirty.
Yeah, okay, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's part of the reality of modern-day infotainment journalism. I'd say probably three-quarters of all the international news bureaus that the big networks used to have been closed. And, you know, they take feeds and they do news from where it's easy to do news from. But
you know, Jeff and Tom,
and the first part of your first question, though, was a good one.
Go
I had a good answer for it. I just don't remember what it was.
An average citizen personally.
Oh, well, I remember. That's right. Yeah. And thank you very much for the call. The first part of your question was how can people see what's going on? Mia Farrow has a great website over at miafarrow.org. And if you click in the upper right-hand corner on pictures, you are going to see where not necessarily exactly where we are, but, you know, what we're seeing. You'll see exactly what we're seeing right now. And she's done a marvelous job with that.
Jeff, thank you for the call. And, you know, in addition to that, most major newspapers may have one reporter in Washington to cover 20 bureaus in Washington. Journalists, newspapers have cut back their coverage.
Do we have enough time for me to call? Do we have enough time for me to yell at Joe and get him over here on the
Yes, indeed. Go ahead. I was going to say that most newspapers, of course, have one correspondent for 20 bureaus. You just can't cover it. The good news is that the Internet has jumped in. And Internet reporting and bloggers, yeah, those on the beat, have made up the difference.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we just have a minute or two before.
Tom, we have a call from Teresa in Napa, California. I know there's a delay here. Teresa in Napa, California. Teresa, you're on with Carl Wolfson and Tom Hartman in Darfur.
Thank you so much for my call. Tom, I, in the words of Michelle Obama, you make me really proud to be an American today, and I don't feel that way very often lately. You're precious.
Well, thank you.
You're precious to us. Be careful. Take care. And also, I wanted to let you know it looks like the House is going to vote on the FISA bill. Looks like it's going to pass, and without the immunity. So that's a
good thing. Thank God for Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
If that's the case, if they're going to pass the FISA bill without immunity, then we should all be calling our members of Congress and saying thank you and telling them that we acknowledge them when they do well.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Therese. In fact, we have a little podge poll we do on KPOJ every morning at 620kpoj.com. That was the question this morning. Do you think the Democrats will hold the line on granting immunity to telecoms? And our listeners here in Portland say they've done a good job
in the House.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And no more caving
on this. After the break, can we get Joe Madison on here with you?
Tom, we can do anything you want after the break, before it, or during.
Okay, great.
That'd be absolutely fine to have Joe Madison. We're speaking with Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Program. Tom's in Darfur. I'm Carl Wolfson in Portland. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program on Air America Radio. 54 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Where smart people get their news.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide. 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
Welcome back. I'm Carl Wolfson in Portland, Oregon, subbing for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Program today as we approach the fifth anniversary of George Bush's invasion of Iraq. Body of a Christian archbishop kidnapped last month was found in northern Iraq yesterday. While in Baghdad, a car bomb exploded and killed 18 people. Civilian deaths continue. As you know, in the previous 3 days to this, 12 U.S. troops killed in Iraq. There will be marches, rallies around the country this weekend in protest of the continuing occupation of Iraq. We're also talking about another area of the world that is troubled, where the United States needs to play a role, where we need to be aware. And joining us from Darfur in Sudan is Tom Hartman. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Carl. I'm going to give the phone here to Joe Madison. Joe is one of the main reasons I'm here. He's been here a number of times, and sometimes referred to as the Black Eagle, a talk show host out of Washington, D.C. and on XM. He can tell you about his show. He's been here a bunch of times. And also, Joe, you can tell us why you don't think we should wear these headlamps. Here's the phone.
Hey, Joe, Carl Wolfson in Portland.
I'm fine. The reason I told him you don't wear the headlamps that is because it says shoot me in the head. We're in the middle of a compound. We're safe, I believe, but we've obviously had armed members of the government, the Sudanese People Liberation Movement, with us. But I was just telling him that it tends to be Westerners who come in with headlamps, and or some of the enemy, it just is a signal target to shoot me in the head. So,
Joe,
I think we're safe.
Joe, it's a pleasure to talk to you, WOLAM out of Washington, and you have been for a long time a great voice for the American people to engage with the situation in Sudan in Darfur, and you have visited the country more than once.
It's been over 8 years.
Yeah.
It's been over 8 years.
We had a caller last hour, Joe, who asked why the media scrutiny isn't there on something as important and essential as the lives of the people of Darfur. Do you have an answer for that caller?
Yes, I know the exact answer, because I have begged media types to go. Everyone from Geraldo to NBC to CBS. I've heard excuses with, well, what hotel do we stay in? Well, there aren't any hotels. There aren't any. There isn't any running water. We're in the middle of the bush. Well, can I get in and get out? No, you can't get in and get out. You may have to spend 2 or 3 days. So basically, it's a very difficult trip. To give you an example, most of us left the States 3 days ago, and we're just now getting to our central location where the Sacks of Hopes are being distributed, and where we found 500 people, primarily from the north, some from Darfur, who were literally dropped off at this village with nothing but the clothes on their back. And that was just probably 2 hours ago.
Joe, how many times have you been to Darfur?
It's a very difficult trip. Four. This is my fourth trip. The first two times I went, they were in the throes of a civil war, the 25-year civil war between the North and the South that cost over 2 million lives, 4 million displaced people. More people were killed in this one civil war than were killed in all the wars of Americans in all the wars that we fought. We came over here initially because women and children were being taken slaves, and we were retrieving these women and children and bringing them back to villages. Even today we met a young lady who had, in fact, been taken as a slave, and she was just returning to her village. Then the last time I came bring aid to the displaced people who are being encouraged to come back to southern Sudan. And we also brought aid to many of those from Darfur.
And there are many relief organizations that have been working over the years in Darfur, that's right?
Oh, yes. Let me explain what's happening. There are two conflicts that we have to be concerned about. Everyone, and there's tremendous amount of resources that are now pouring into Darfur because Darfur is in the news. It is now Arab Muslim against African Muslim, and it is about marginalized people, the Darfurians, wanting a say in their government, wanting development. And then simultaneous to that, you have what is called the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. This is the peace agreement that they are now trying to implement that was the result of the 25-year war. It involves revenue sharing of oil. It involves a census so that an election can take place, and the people of southern Sudan will determine whether or not they will have a unified Sudan or whether there will be a secession or what will in essence end up being a new Sudan. If that vote took place today based on a meeting we had, Tom and a group of other talk show personalities had with President Salva Kiir, they would probably vote for secession. And the fact that, again, this is an oil-rich nation. And the people where we are right now, I can tell you emphatically, without hyperbole, these people live the same way they did 400 years ago. And they are sitting on top of probably the richest oil reserve in the world.
Joe, when was that agreement negotiated, and how long has it been till it will go into effect? You mentioned, how many years has that been?
The agreement, I believe, Tom, if I'm not mistaken, was agreed to about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was somewhere around 2 years ago, and it involved, one, creating a line of demarcation between the north and the south, between the northern Arabs in the north in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, and the south in Juba and where we are now. It also dealt with one of the principles with revenue sharing. Most of the oil of Sudan is found in the south. Most of the controversy now with the CPA, as they call it, has been the fact that the Khartoum government is moving the goalposts. So here's the reason why. When oil is found in the south, the southern Sudanese get only 50% of the revenue. And the North gets 50%. If oil is found in the North, the air government in the north gets 100% of the revenue. So oil exploration has been going on, especially with the Chinese, who have been destroying villages, who have brought in their own military, have begun to drill oil, and what they have done is they've moved the line of demarcation. The government has moved it. So every time an oil reserve is found, they say, oh, no, this is in the north. So they get 100%. The other problem is bringing back people who were displaced during the 25-year Civil War. So Salva Kiir, who was president of Southern Sudan, vice president of the country of Sudan, said that he believes that if they did a census, which they are scheduled to do, and they're behind schedule on doing it, they may have as many as 10 million people. The importance of the census is to, one, determine who will vote, and two, of course, determine how much revenue they are to get. The other problem, finally, is the people are very impatient because it was a terrible war. It made Darfur look like a cakewalk, and they have not seen the peace dividends. So you now have former generals, former soldiers, former commanders who are now civilian lawmakers, and they must bring these peace dividends about quickly, or else there'll be other skirmishes. And we're now in a region where there have been skirmishes in the past. So if war breaks out in the south, in addition to what's happening in Darfur, Sudan, for all practical purposes, is a mess. And I haven't even talked about the Nubian region, where the Chinese, in cooperation with the Khartoum government, is preparing to flood the entire Nubian region underwater in order to build a dam. Now, what does that mean? Some of the oldest archaeological finds on the planet are found in the Nubian region. The Nubian people basically taught the Egyptians how to build pyramids.
Hey, Joe, we're up against the clock. I'd love you to hold on for the next segment. Just invaluable information, and I want to talk to you about what the Chinese are doing there, what the response has been from the United States government as well, and what we can all do to help. Joe, I hope you can hold on for the next segment. Joe Madison, XM Satellite Radio, the Black Eagle on the ground in Darfur. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program on Air America Radio, 13 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
You're listening to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Attention, truth seekers.
Bush and everyone associated with his administration is a liar.
The Mike Malloy Show.
And everything that they have done, every signing statement he has made a lie out of every act he has signed.
Armed with just facts and logic.
He lied us into a war.
It's Mike Malloy.
When the entire world sees the evidence that what Bush says is a lie.
Evenings 8 to 11.
Bush continues to maintain the lie.
AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, No frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-539-1109. 1-800-539-1109. Call now. 1-800-539-1109. 1-800-539-1109.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, let's see. Progressive is more than just cascading waterfalls and lush green gardens. It's all your auto insurance wants and needs, like the chance to save hundreds and the fact that we're there for you 24/7 to answer any questions. And they're not answered by magical nymphs, but by licensed agents, which is nice. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Fields, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello.
Where are you?
Looking at lawn tractors. You?
I'm in appliances. I thought we agreed on a washer.
Yeah, but you ought to see this lawn tractor.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Today's the day to get what you've always wanted. Because when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card, you can get special deferred financing store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 19th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This year, turn your 1040 into a Sony high-definition 1080p. Use your tax refund to buy a qualifying Sony Bravia HDTV and save up to $400. Visit Sony.com/1040 to learn how to save up to $400 on a Sony Bravia HDTV. Handle your tax return the easy way. Choose TurboTax. Offer ends 4/12/08.
It's the annual Ray of Hope Food Drive, benefiting Portland Police Bureau's Sunshine Division. Visit your local Zupan's Market before April 1st to make your donation of food to help the Sunshine Division provide emergency food relief to Portland families in need.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's Progressive Talk Station, AM 620 KPOJ.
We're back. Carl Wilson along with you on the Tom Hartman Program. The Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Tom Hartman on the ground in Darfur in Sudan, and along with Tom, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, XM Satellite Radio. Joe, are you there?
Yeah. No, Joe took off. He had to go help his wife put together the tent. So you're back with me, Carl.
I'm always glad to be back with you, Tom. What's on the schedule for the next several days? Believe me, I'm glad to be with you. What's your itinerary?
Well,
it's nighttime now there?
Yeah, it is. It's quite dark. It's interesting. Last night we were in Juba and one of the guys with us was just absolutely shocked by the fact that the hotels had a bucket for a shower and hot water, and the cold water ran a third of the time. And this was like the best hotel in Juba. I'm like, welcome to the third world. And of course, and that's the only, probably, I don't know, one of two or three hotels in all of Southern Sudan, I guess. What I find so fascinating here, and I saw it today as we arrive. First of all, you asked me about our schedule. We flew from Juba, from the UN compound, up into the central western part here today. We're in one village. Tomorrow we'll be traveling overland to another village. The day after that we'll be traveling overland to another village, and the day after that we'll be taking a plane. We'll get on a plane to Loki, I think, is the town, and then from there to Nairobi, and then from Nairobi to Zurich, and Zurich to back home, and it'll be literally about a 35-hour nonstop trip that Justin and I are going to take on the way back home, and then I get home Tuesday night at midnight, and I'll be on the air Wednesday with you at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Tom,
So that's the schedule.
Flying from Zurich in Switzerland to where you are in Africa and in Darfur. And I know you've traveled the world and you're well read. Do you get a sense of the haves and the have-nots and those who are neglected in this world? Do you get a greater sense of it? I imagine you do.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing that I was hoping to get into with you is the ambivalence of that. Joe, you want to talk a little more about this stuff? Yeah. Here, let me. I can get into this riff here in just a minute. Joe just walked by here, and he can finish up the segment here, Carl, with you and the stuff that he started. Okay.
Here's Joe again, Madison. Joe Madison, XM Satellite Radio, the Black. Joe.
Yeah. Yes, and I should look, and I don't want it to be underestimated or marginalized how important it is to have Tom Hartman here. There aren't very many talk show. Matter of fact, let me tell you, this is the first time that a delegation of talk show personalities have come to this part of the region to observe this conflict head on. And it's not just observation. They've actually come and they've raised money with these sacks of hope. And I think Tom would agree. We immediately saw, did we not, Tom, the impact that these sacks of hope would have on a family. We saw a family of six with nothing. And here we are with landing in a plane full of hope, at least giving them an opportunity to have some possessions that will get them through maybe the next 6 months. Without it, there would be children would probably die of malnourishment and people who would basically be sleeping under a tree like we're doing tonight.
Joe, you've been on this beat, on this story for a long time. The United States policy, we know that George Bush has called it genocide. He did so in a speech and then went to Europe and bragged that he used the word genocide. The United States policy, is it lacking? Assess it for us.
Yes, it's lacking. And let's not forget the reason that George Bush did call it genocide. It was after a summer of civil disobedience in front of the White House, the Sudan Embassy, the State Department, people like Danny Glover, Charlie Rangel, Joe Madison, five grandmothers on their birthdays who got arrested. And we did it for 90 straight days. Ben and Jerry, who came down from Vermont, and they submitted themselves for arrest. That was the reason. It was good old-fashioned anti-apartheid scheme type civil disobedience. Finally, he declared it. But here's what's been happening. For lack of a better phrase, he's playing footsies with the Bashir government for the purpose of what? Getting information on terrorism. And so on one hand, you know, it's always the threat with the carrot, and then with the stick, and then on the other hand, he offers the carrot.
Joe, we're up against another break. Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, with us on the ground in Darfur, along with our own Tom Hartman here on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be speaking more with Tom and Joe and others on the ground in Darfur. Carl Wolfson with you in Portland, Oregon, on Air America Radio right now, 28 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Annoy Hannity. Listen to Hartman. Tom Hartman, nationwide. AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station. AM 620 KPOJ.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Carl Wolfson, along with our producer, Sean Taylor, and the power behind the throne, Louise Hartman. They're with us here in Portland, Oregon, and we're speaking with Tom Hartman, who's on the ground in Darfur. And TomHartman.com is the place to go to make your donation to the Sacks of Hope for Sudanese refugees in Darfur. Tom Hartman, along with Joe Madison, Ellen Ratner, and other journalists over there in Darfur, distributing those sacks of hope to the refugees and providing us with a great deal of insight and awareness to the situation there. Tom, Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Carl. Let me add, I'm not here on behalf of a particular charity. I mean, there's a number of good ones. We're very, very pleased that CSI has organized this thing and brought us here and all that. And they're a great group. And there's a lot of groups that are doing very good work here in Darfur.
That's Christian Solidarity International.
Yeah.
Tom, I wanted to broaden. I know you've traveled all over the world and you're so well read. Put this into context in the context of humanity, if you will.
Just a second. John? Hey, John? Yeah, I'm on the air right now if you want to talk about this. Let me serve the goat.
This is great live radio on one continent to another.
So
I believe I heard the word goat.
You want to go eat the goat? Or you want to talk for a minute to our listeners? Here's it. Great, great. Here's John from CSI. He can tell you a little bit about CSI, about what we're doing here and what the situation is like. You're talking to Carl.
Hello,
hey, John.
Carl, John Eichner from CSI here.
Yes, thank you for what you're doing. Christian Solidarity International, that's the group, right, John?
Yes, that's correct.
And
CSI for short.
CSI for short. We know those initials. And is this your first trip to Darfur or CSI have been involved? I suspect you've been involved for quite a while.
Well, I've been coming to Sudan since 1992, and my colleague and I have made over 80 trips. We usually come about every 2 months to this area, so we're very familiar with it indeed.
And let's get your website in here very quickly, John. Is it csi-int.org? Is that right?
That's right, csi-int.org.
And tell us a little bit about CSI.
Now, CSI is quite a small Christian human rights organization. We campaign on the basis of the UN's Declaration of Human Rights, that human rights belong to everybody. And we have been campaigning against jihad in Sudan since our first trip here in 1992, and the genocidal process that is still going on in Darfur. It started here in southern Sudan, and we've been a part of a growing Sudan movement that is often recognized as a movement to save Darfur.
John, give us some scope of all your trips there, the conditions on the ground over time there. Do you feel heartened now? Do you feel hopeful now, less or more so than in the beginning?
Well, right where I'm standing now, people feel somewhat hopeful because there was a peace agreement in 2005 that stopped the civil war between the North and the South. But unfortunately, just as that peace agreement was being signed, warfare broke out in Darfur. So where we are at the borderland, on this side of the border, there is no fighting at the moment. But just on the other side of the border, there is the genocide going on. There were government-backed militias, so-called the Janjaweed, are burning villages, raping women, snatching children, and bringing complete destruction to a huge community.
So it sounds like life is held by a slim thread there, and at any day there could be hope and despair.
Indeed, and even where we are, where there at the moment is no fighting, today we have seen a group of 500 people who have, they're displaced people who have just arrived here from northern Sudan, sleeping under trees, having no homes to go to. There are no facilities. We've seen kids with huge open wounds who will die unless they have some basic antibiotics, and there are none here. So even where there is peace, death is ever-present, and so is misery and suffering.
We're speaking with Dr. John Eichner with the Christian Solidarity International. CSI-int.org is the website. You can donate there as well as through tomhartman.com, which will link to CSI-int.org. Contribute to the sacks of hope that are being distributed right now by Dr. Eichner and Tom Hartman, Joe Madison, and others in Darfur. And tell us about the sacks of hope. What are you distributing, John?
Now, the sack contains basic items to help people restart their lives. So there'll be a mosquito net. There'll be a big blanket, plastic sheathing that where they can find some shelter from the sun, or should it rain later as it gets into the rainy season, have some shelter, a cooking pot, a jug for carrying and holding water, some fishing hooks that people can catch fish and find something to eat. So this is just, these are really small items, but they can make a big difference when a family, displaced family, turns up here, help them start their lives. We are also, separately from the kit itself, providing seed for planting and hoes. The planting season comes up in May, and so we want to start putting the tools that people need to cultivate into their hands so that they're hopefully, you know, by the end of the summer, no longer dependent on aid.
John, I know from history, I think, that in great issues of humanity, the people have often been ahead of governments. I don't guess you're a political organization, but are you frustrated sometimes by governments, whether it be our government or governments internationally? Do you get frustrated at what you might see as blocking progress here?
Yes, well, I do get very frustrated and often angry. The primary interests of most, you know, governments are not to help suffering people. They have other priorities, and so there are marginalized people, such as the ones that we encounter here, whom nobody has an interest in. No government has an interest in them. There is no great economic power that has an interest in them, and they are just left to their own devices, and others who are powerful, who have an interest in grabbing their land, grabbing their resources, can kill and enslave and displace with impunity. This has been going on in Sudan for well over 25 years, 22 years in the south, and more recently the same process of genocide has erupted in Darfur. It's been going on, you know, far too long. Governments know about it. The public knows about it. Yet it continues.
John, I'm sure just about everyone within the range of our voices understands, has a good heart about this. I would hope so. Beyond contributing to Sacks of Hope, what could you ask the individual American to do? Beyond what they have done,
well, we would ask, you know, we would ask them to raise their voices, as they were not a political organization in a party political sense, but we definitely believe that people should be involved in public affairs and make their voice heard. So we would urge all listeners to write to presidential candidates and their, especially their favorite candidate, and ask them what they're going to do about this genocidal situation in Sudan.
Have you, has
that,
CSI done
all
that?
All public-minded citizens, yeah, can and should do.
Has CSI done that on its own as an organization and asking Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John McCain what they would do, how they would engage?
Yes, well, we have asked some of the candidates. Our representative was actually one of the, you know, Republican, you know, public, you know, debates, and was able to put that question to them. He wasn't in a position to do so in one of the you know, Democratic debates. But far more is needed than somebody raising a question, because, you know, you will get a politician's answer, and everybody that's running for president now will have a very good, smooth answer to give such a question. What the politicians and especially the candidates need to know is that the American people care. It shouldn't be a question, so much a question to them. It should be a statement of caring that the American public wants them to place as high on their agenda. Should they be elected and end up in the White House, or even if they are defeated, that they will carry on in the Senate or wherever they may be and try to bring this terrible human tragedy to an end.
You know, so often Darfur, the words genocide, used as an applause line frankly, at political events by politicians, by those running and not running. And we need it translated not from a soundbite and applause line into action. What you're doing, what Tom Hartman is doing, I'm looking at your website, csi-int.org. And, you know, a picture speaks a thousand words, and you have testimonials, pictures up at this website. And will you be doing some videography while you're there, John?
Yes, my colleague takes great video material, and I'm sure that Tom will come back with some fantastic material for
John, we got to run. Thanks for what you're doing, Dr. John Eibner, Christian Solidarity International, on the ground in Darfur. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman Program. Right now, 44 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A bleeding heart independent. Tom Hartman, nationwide on AM 620 KPOJ.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now, we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Geico for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Psst, here's one book the powers that be definitely don't want you to read. It's Jim Hightower's rebellious new book titled Swim Against the Current. Even a dead fish can go with the flow. Written with co-agitator Susan DeMarco, Swim Against the Current urges all of us to break free of the corporate tentacles and live our progressive values. To show the way, the book tells the stories of grassroots folks who are doing just that in such areas as business, politics, healthcare, food, and religion. Hightower inspires all of us to buck the system. So take the plunge. Swim Against the Current is available now wherever books are sold.
Have you noticed that the Saturday program lineup has changed at AM 620 KPOJ?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Now you can wake up with Bill Press at 6 and Stephanie Miller at 9.
From noon to 3, it's Ring of Fire.
Followed by 7 Days in America. At 4, it's the Peter B. Collins Show.
From 7 to 10, it's the one and only Lionel.
And rounding out the day is an encore performance of Ed Schultz.
Let's spend Saturdays together.
Yay! Online at 620kpoj.com and on the air at AM 620 KPOJ.
Green is a word with many meanings, and at Car Subaru, it means protecting the environment and saving you money. Right now, during the Subaru Small Tent Big Event, get $5,000 off MSRP on Car Subaru's all-new 2008 Foresters. That's $5,000 right off the sticker price, so you can experience car and driver's best small SUV in America and save some green in the process. Car Subaru has dozens of Foresters to choose from, with one of the highest fuel efficiency ratings in America. Couple that with Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive, and we're not just helping you save the environment, we're helping you conquer it too. So go green at Car Subaru and put some back in your pocket too with $5,000 off MSRP on the all-new 2008 Foresters. Car Subaru off Highway 217 on Canyon Road in Beaverton, where salaried salespeople see it your way. Think, feel, drive Subaru.
$5,000 MSRP includes $750 factory rebate. Stock number S80586. Car and driver results taken from Subaru.com.
As you're going about your day, your old drafty windows and doors are throwing your money right out the window. The solution is new energy-efficient Milgard products installed by the experts at Henderson & Daughter. You'll make your home more comfortable year-round, save money on your energy bills, and add value to one of your biggest investments, your home. Call Henderson & Daughter today. In Portland, call 503-284-4467. In Vancouver, call 360-573-7402. Henderson & Daughter, CCB number 686-23.
Get an incredible deal on your next oil change during the Jiffy Lube Customer Appreciation Weekend, Thursday, March 13th through Saturday, March 15th. At Jiffy Lube, we really appreciate our great customers, and we figure the best way to show this appreciation is to offer one of our best deals ever. During this weekend celebration, you can get a Jiffy Lube Signature Service Oil Change for only $19.99. Yes, that's right, only $19.99. So stop by any participating Jiffy Lube this weekend for a $19.99 Signature Service Oil Change. Most vehicles, restrictions may apply.
Hey, Carl Wolfson for the morning show to talk to you about Empower Fitness in downtown Portland. If you're like me and want to get in shape but are intimidated by those trendy mega gyms, this is the place for you. It's not just a gym, it's more of a life spa, really. In addition to top-of-the-line equipment, flat screens, noise-canceling headphones, and personal trainers, they have chiropractors, massage therapists, and an acupuncturist on site. Visit BodyEmpower.com today and experience it for yourself. I did. That's BodyEmpower.com.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be taking your calls at the top of the hour, 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. TomHartman.com is the place you can donate to Sacks of Hope to Sudanese refugees in Darfur. Tom Hartman on the ground in Darfur. Tom, welcome back to your show.
Well, thank you, Carl. And I also want to recommend people go to MiaFarrow.org and click on our photo link. And just let you know, that there's a lot of great organizations that are doing work here. We're not the only one. In fact, the UN is just doing some spectacular stuff that we've been seeing. Ellen Ratner is here with me with the Talk Radio News Service and Talkers Magazine. She helped organize this thing, actually put it all together. She's responsible in large part for my being here, her and Joe Madison. And so I'd like to let you and Ellen do the last segment here, and then I'll let you have the show back, and I'm going to go eat, okay?
Tom, there was talk of a goat there. Louise wanted me to ask you about the goat.
Yeah, there is. There is talk of a goat, but I'm not going to eat it.
Okay. Talk, but no eat.
There's with goat in it. And I have two pet goats, Nala and Nikki, and I'm not a happy camper.
Tommy, take care, my friend. I will see you on Monday morning here on the radio. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com. Ellen, usually don't talk to you from so far away, but welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Carl. You know, I am a bleeding heart liberal, and I have also been to 60 countries. And I have seen a lot of refugee camps. Now, Tom has been active in Uganda where they were, burying bodies. I've been in refugee camps on the edge of the Sudan, actually, in Eritrea about 10 years ago, in the Palestinian area, in Iraq. And I got to tell you, I was moved beyond anything. You know, the United Nations is trying to do what they can do, but they can only do so much, and they only have so much money. I mean, we saw a boy today with a huge open sore. He will probably either die from it or have his leg amputated. There are no antibiotics. We saw two women dropped off by the United Nations. They have no idea where their meal is coming from tonight because there is no food. And the United Nations got them out of Darfur, but there just is not enough food here. And although we were right by the tents of the United Nations food program here, World Food Program, there just still is not enough food. I mean, we saw people who literally don't know where their next meal is coming from. We saw people, a lot of young children, as John Eibner from Christian Solidarity International pointed out to me. And by the way, I'm Jewish, and I got to tell you, they do amazing work. And so I know you can go to Tom's website, you can go to our website at talkradionews.com and click on the banner ad and donate anything you can. But we went to the... We saw a lot of these children today, a lot of, African children with red hair, and John pointed out to me that when they have red hair, that is their malnutrition. So you have people, young children. I saw a young child with a terrible eye problem, just swollen, and all of these, many of these people live here, but many more have come out of Darfur. And as I think you heard from people on the political situation, this was a war-torn area for 20 years. People went to the north, they went to Darfur and other places, and now they have to come back, and they come back, and their family members, or particularly the men, are not in existence because they've been killed. We saw a woman that had been taken into slavery. And the young children, boys, are also taken into slavery, brought into Darfur, and it is only the United Nations that tries to get them out.
You know, Alan, remember so well from Vietnam that that was a TV war. And when the images came home into our homes, came home to America, public opinion changed against that war when we saw the brutality and horror of it. I think in this situation, what you are doing is just so important to get not the word out, not only the word out, but the pictures, the film as well.
You know, I just can't stress enough that for people, we live such amazing lives. you know, and anything, if you can squeeze out just that little bit of extra money, would be such a big help. It's just, I'm just blown away, and also blown away by the spirit of the people. When I was last in this region, which was on a presidential hunger mission during the Clinton years, I was in a refugee camp on the border of the Sudan, and there were this woman, just, it was hot, and there were like dead camel bones around and everything else like that, and the women were singing. It was a Saturday afternoon, and they were singing Maria, Maria, and they were singing a song to Mary. They were Christians, and I mean, they had nothing. There were flies like you could not believe. It was like wall-to-wall flies, and yet the human spirit lives on with these people. And as I said, I that blew me away. And as I said, I'm Jewish, and seeing that, you know, so many years ago, 10 years ago, and on the border of Sudan and Eritrea, and then today, you know, we have tents to sleep in. They have nothing. They have no tarp, no nothing. If it rains, they are finished.
We're speaking with Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com, on the ground in Darfur in Sudan. And, you know, Ellen, we were talking to Joe Madison about the media, by and large, ignoring the story. A lot of journalists, not you but others, who say it's just, you know, where's my hotel? You know, too tough to get in and out. Do you know how many senators, congressmen, congresswomen have been to Darfur?
I don't know. Be a very interesting question to find out, and perhaps we should do a little survey and find out. And again, Darfur is one region that is a complete mess, but we're not quite at Darfur. We're right on the border of Darfur, and because to get into Darfur, you need all kinds of government whatever, but I mean, the situation here is the same, because this is where the refugees are coming as soon as they leave Darfur. So, I mean, this is where you're seeing a lot of starvation as well.
Ellen, you don't have to apologize for being a bleeding heart liberal, and I think we should, if anyone apologizes, they should stop. Compassion and empathy are barometers of our humanity, and thank God for you and Tom Hartman, Joe Madison, everybody on the ground there for the work you're doing. Ellen,
well, thank you, Carl, and we'll be in touch with you next week.
Oh, here's sure.
Tom, say goodbye.
Hey, Tom.
Good night, Carl.
Care.
Good night, Louise.
Hey, take care, Tom. We'll see you back here in Portland on Monday. Tom Hartman, Ellen Ratner.
Thanks so much.
On the border with Darfur.
Actually,
we'll
see you back on Wednesday.
Okay, we'll see you. Thank you. Carl Wolfson along with you on the Tom Hartman program. Your calls after the break right now. 57 minutes.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman program.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide. 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Welcome back. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. 866-303-2270 is the number. We're going to hear from you this hour on Anything Goes Friday. Tom Hartman, of course, over in Darfur. And once again, at TomHartman.com, you can donate to Sacks of Hope to help Sudanese refugees in Darfur and in that region. Well, the Republicans have some more money problems. Another scandal, just what the Republican Party needs, another scandal. According to Huffington Post, the former treasurer for the National Republican Congressional Committee diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly as much as $1 million of the organization's funds into his personal accounts, GOP officials said yesterday, describing an alleged scheme that could become one of the largest political frauds in recent history. It's all about this guy, Christopher J. Ward, who's under investigation by the FBI. He allegedly used wire transfers to funnel money out of the NRCC coffers into other political committee accounts he controlled as a treasurer. Boy, This is going to be big. Tim Cole, Republican of Oklahoma, said the evidence we have today indicated we have been deceived and betrayed for a number of years by a highly respected and trusted individual. Tom Cole, of course, the NRCC chairman. So more money problems and scandal problems for the Republicans. Back to the phones, and let's talk to, Robert in Toronto, Canada. Robert, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Thank you. I just want to say that in view of the Democrats sniping at each other, if they continue this and it goes right through to the convention, they're liable to split the party in half, which is not universal to that party, and cause a Republican rule for another eight. And I don't think the United States can handle another 8 years of Republican rule. It'd be better off if they just put the two of them in a room and flipped a coin. Heads gets the presidency, tails gets the vice presidency, and in 8 years they can flip it the other way around. You know, you've got such a position now to finally take over the White House after 8 years of this lunacy, and they're just tearing each other apart, unfortunately.
Look, whether it was by design or not, and I guess it was by design that the Democratic National Committee kind of front-loaded those primaries on February 5th. They wanted an early nominee. We're getting anything but this time. Now, you know, it's usually around the first week in June that we traditionally get a Democratic nominee, although the last two election cycles, I think we had them in March. June wouldn't be too bad, but at the end of August, at the Democratic National Convention, if there's a floor fight there, or a fight between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama with just 2 months before the election, we're in big trouble. And you're absolutely right. What I would like to see happen, Robert, is instead of all this sniping, which is done often by surrogates of the campaigns, and then Obama or Clinton don't jump in fast enough to stop the bleeding. What I would like to see happen is what Congressman Peter DeFazio commented, he's from Oregon, commented on our local show a couple weeks ago. He and I would like to see about 6 more weeks of campaigning in Pennsylvania by Senator Obama and Senator Clinton with their guns fired on John McCain, George Bush, and the Republicans. Let this be an audition the next 6 weeks before the Pennsylvania primary. Who would be the best to take on John McCain in the fall?
That's an excellent idea.
Indeed. And, you know, we and this is, Robert, you bring up a great point as well, because as it's almost a cliche now to say we're in uncharted territories in presidential campaign. We might have the first woman nominee of the Democratic Party or the first African-American nominee of the Democratic Party. We hear a lot of talk about women feeling slighted, African-Americans feeling slighted, if their candidate is perceived to have had the nomination stolen from him or her. And there are a lot of hurt feelings out there. This process being so close, the superdelegates involved, you have a lot of feelings demographically that go along with this, but we have to keep our eye on the ball, and that is John McCain, because there is no question, and thank you for the call, Robert, in Toronto, that John McCain is going to be a third term of the Bush administration. You know, working men and women in Ohio and Pennsylvania, gee, forget those states, all across the country. They have to understand that John McCain voted for all the bills that are exporting American jobs. He voted for privatization of federal jobs. He voted against raising the minimum wage. He voted against protection of overtime rights. He voted against allowing a vote on the Employee Free Choice Act. He voted against the extension of SCHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. He votes for a national right to work for less law. We don't call it a right to work law, a right to work for less law. John McCain is lockstep with George Bush on those issues and issues of Iraq and the economy. We cannot allow a third term for George Bush, and the Democrats are right to frame it that way. But, hey, let's go ahead and take those guns against John McCain. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco, California. Mark, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to bring up why I think impeachment should be on the forefront. I think, you know, the way this administration has lied to us, and more than anything, the criminal activity that they've been involved in, if they go unpunished, I really don't think we have a democracy anymore. I really don't. I mean, this man has outed a CIA agent. The wiretapping, it just goes on. He has not represented the best interest of the American people. And you know what? It's sad that Congress has let him get away with this. They've got to represent us. Stop representing these individuals like Bush and his cronies, Rove, and start representing what's best for this country.
You know, Mark, how often do we hear, and you're right on the ball, how often do we hear from conservatives when it comes to issues of, let's just say, welfare? that people have to be responsible for their own actions. They have to take responsibility for their own actions. I'll tell you, George Bush has violated a number of U.S. laws. He's violated Title 50, United States Code, Section 1805, the FISA law requiring regulating wiretaps. He's bragged that he's done that. He's violated Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 113C, the Federal Torture Act. He's violated Title 18, United States Code, Section 371, conspiracy to defraud the United States Congress about Iraq. He's also violated the U.N. Charter and Nuremberg Charter by invading Iraq and the Geneva Convention by torturing prisoners and holding them without access to counsel. We've been talking about this on the air in Portland, and I'm sure that talk show hosts have been talking about it around the country. And I'll tell you, history will not only judge George Bush harshly, it will judge the leaders of this Democratic Congress harshly for not taking him to account.
You know, also what's at stake here is if this man and his administration is not stopped, because these people, if they're going to continue to evolve around this country and get away with this, they'll be under the woodwork still doing their dirty deeds. We're going to end up in Iran with a war that we don't need, and that's going to be so devastating. It doesn't matter who's the next president. There's going to be such chaos in this country, I don't even think it can be undone. I really don't. That's why I think impeachment has got to be on the forefront. And if we impeach this man and go to the proceedings, it's also going to take down McCain.
Oh, I agree with you, Mark. And, Mark, thank you for that call. I'm with you, and it's great to hear that voice. And don't let that voice be silenced. Absolutely not. Even though they say we only have a little bit of time, a committee can do its work. And you can call. CallCongress.org is a website Tom Hartman set up. You can call John Conyers. And, you know, at least the House is following through with going to court over the citations of contempt against Josh Bolton and Harriet Myers. And we have a lackey in the Attorney General's position, Mike Casey, who says, well, I'm just not going to impanel a federal grand jury on this. And at least the House is testing this false claim of executive privilege in federal court. Good for them for that. But they need to go further. They need to go the full mile and hold this administration accountable. Marty in Los Angeles, California, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, hi there. I just want to make a comment regarding something that a previous caller brought up and has been commented on many times now, and that is that both parties, both campaigns, Obama and Clinton, are equally at fault. There's mudslinging on both sides, et cetera. I don't really believe that's true. I believe that the Clinton campaign has initiated a vast majority of this rhetoric, this vitriol, and really the finger needs to be pointed at her and her surrogates, who are, I believe, again, primarily far and away, they bear the brunt of the responsibility for tearing the Democratic Party apart, or for the real heightened tension, let's say, that exists now, you know, from the plagiarism charge to the arguably the race baiting charges to what Ferraro said to
Let me tell you, Marty, and Thomas said this on the air, her comment that she brings a lifetime of experience, John McCain brings a lifetime of experience, Barack Obama brings a speech he made in 2002. I nearly drove off the road when I heard that. That is basically an endorsement of John McCain. When she went on 60 Minutes and refused to say, when she was asked if he thought he was a Muslim, she said, I have to take him at his word. She should have been outraged that this is a Republican smear and said as much on the air. She didn't do it. You're absolutely right about that. And I don't know if you saw Keith Olbermann's comment the other night, but I think people in the Clinton camp did, and they better get their act together on that. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program, and we'll be back right now. It is 16 minutes after the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Truth is his weapon. Tom Hartman, Nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
Here we go.
started the Spitzer Gate, we're essentially prosecuting a religious code. We might as well prosecute adultery.
During the day the story broke, I compiled the events that were not getting any coverage, each one in and of themselves a thousand times more outrageous.
Is a double standard? How many Republicans have resigned for scandals that are much worse than this?
Got opinions? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak, shout, or yell. We'll listen.
Driving conservatives crazy.
The fun part last night was watching the Republicans take apart each other.
Tom Hartman, Heidi Tauber, and Carl Wolfson.
They quote Reagan for freaking everything. I go to the bathroom like Ronald Reagan went to the bathroom. They have to attach Reagan to freaking everything. It's unbelievable.
Tom Hartman, Heidi Tauber, and Carl Wolfson.
I would love to someone bring Ronald Reagan in and go, well, I'm voting Democrat this year. You're all a bunch of nutbags. You know?
Morning 6 to 9, AM 620 KPOJ. Online at 620KPOJ.com.
Refinance.com is a licensed mortgage banker. APR is 6.73%.
Attention homeowners. The following is an important announcement for all homeowners whose credit and finances are being threatened by rising adjustable mortgage rates. Homeowners with less than perfect credit can now get FHA-insured 30-year fixed rates under 6% from Refinance.com. With the Refinance.com Dream Program, your credit score may be completely ignored. I repeat, you can refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a 30-year fixed rate under 6% regardless of your credit score, and new loan limits may let you borrow up to $729,000. This could result in a savings of hundreds of dollars every month. Homeowners may call now to learn their fixed rate for free. 1-800-400-8296. You will hear your rate for free in just minutes. These rates are only available for a limited time, so act now. To find out your rate for free, call Refinance.com today. 1-800-400-8296. 1-800-400-8296.
No matter what you want in a vehicle, Toyota has it big time. Like big fuel savings, big performance, big technology, big safety, big variety, and right now, big deals. At the Toyota Go Big sales event, you can find a car, truck, or SUV built with Toyota's famously big quality and save big. Find savings on the biggest selling car in America, the Toyota Camry or Camry Hybrid. Or save big on the all-new Sequoia, the all-wheel drive Sienna minivan, the all-new Toyota Corolla, or the 2008 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Toyota Tundra. When it comes to value, your Toyota dealer has a nice big lot of it at the Toyota Go Big sales event. And with more than 16 models to choose from, there's a very big chance you'll find a Toyota that's a smart way to keep moving forward.
Based on RL Pope & Company total passenger new car registrations for CYE 2002 through 2006 in the U.S.,
this year, turn your 1040 into a Sony high-definition 1080p. Use your tax refund to buy a qualifying Sony Bravia HDTV and save up to $400. Visit Sony.com/1040 to learn how to save up to $400 on the Sony Bravia HDTV. Handle your tax return the easy way. Choose TurboTax. Offer ends 4-12-08.
Son, underage drinking is dangerous.
I know.
Teenagers know everything, so start talking before they're teenagers. Learn more at StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
There's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now. There's nothing here to fear.
We're back. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman Program. The Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199 fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. 866-303-2270 is the number. And anything goes Friday, and we've had an anything goes day today indeed. Faye in Oakland, California, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, thank you, and thank you for filling in for Tom and that great interview with him from Darfur. I hope it does a lot of good.
Well, I want to say thank you to Tom, too. I know he can't hear me right now over in Darfur, but let me tell you something. Tom Hartman, I've had the privilege to sit alongside him for a year now in Portland, Oregon. I don't think I've seen a harder worker for the progressive cause than Tom Hartman. I'm honored to do this show. He and his wife, Louise, are tireless, really, on behalf of the progressive cause, and it's my honor to be here.
Well, thanks. And, you know, he has certainly educated me in the last few years that I've been listening to his show. But what I'm calling in about is Representative DeFazio. Mm-hmm. And he did write a letter to Senators Clinton and Obama on Wednesday. You can catch it on Politico.com. It was put out by his congressional DeFazio for Congress group. And he has urged them. I mean, it's a great letter. It's saying everything that we're all thinking is that you're going to split the party. You're giving McCain all kinds of fodder for, you know, the general election. And please focus in the next 6 weeks on McCain and go after him, not after each other. And I am an Obama supporter, and I would be proud to state that Senator Obama has been going after Senator McCain. And yesterday, mm-hmm. or not yesterday, but Wednesday, in fact, he's been after him on his flip-flopping on the Bush taxes.
Right, and we should be careful to parse this in the sense that when we say Obama and Clinton, a lot of times these are, as I mentioned, surrogates, spokespeople for the campaign, bloggers, whomever, that can get them into trouble. But once that happens, you look at the reaction of Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. I know when the monster comment was made, there was no hesitation by Senator Obama to distance himself from that. And with Senator Clinton, I think she took, I think her response to the Geraldine Ferraro situation was a little tepid, frankly.
Yes, it was. I mean, she came out and said, well, it's unfortunate. And then there was a lot of going back and forth with Ferraro that she didn't even work for the campaign. And she did work for the campaign. She was on her finance committee. So it's, you know, it's kind of not good. And I would think that our candidates and their surrogates are better than that. And I've written to Senator Obama personally and said, you know, please rein in your surrogates and make sure that they follow your principles.
Absolutely. Faye, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call from Oakland, California. Let's go to Ed in Hillsboro, Oregon. Ed, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hey, Carl. Our hopes and prayers are with Tom out there in Darfur.
Absolutely.
I was calling actually to try and connect a couple dots and then say have something to say about it at the end here with regards to the Florida-Michigan thing. And that is that if I could just go step by step real quick. Going into the primary season, Hillary was undisputed front runner, and her strategy was to win as big in as many big states as possible early on in order to keep her air of inevitability. And towards that end, she used her support with a lot of the state officials, DLC-connected state-level party officials, to move up their primaries and front-load the primary season. And that's why we had such a huge Super Tuesday so early on, was that there's that idea that she would make it a slam dunk. And when she didn't get the slam dunk on Super Tuesday, basically she was kind of left, you know, scrounging around for a plan B. And I think that the Michigan and Florida moving up at the primaries was part of that whole try to get the calendar front-loaded effort. And basically those are the dots that I see is that this was something that was going on as part of a larger strategy to try and push Hillary through before anybody really had a chance to size up who was running against her in the primary.
You know, the dots that I'm not sure that are connected, Ed. I know that state by state, legislatures moved up primaries or didn't move up primaries. I know here in Oregon, we have a May 20th primary we're yet to be heard from. But there was a move here during the legislature last year to move it up, and they weren't willing to spend the $2 million. The question is, did any of the campaigns lobby and influence a move-up date from other states to February 5th?
Right. Well, that's an open question that really needs to be looked into some more, you know, because I do think that there was some gamesmanship going on with pro-Hillary DLC-type folks at the state level in some of these states, and I think that might have been part of what was going on in Michigan and Florida. Now, all of that said, I think that with regards to rules, I mean, we adopt rules to ensure fairness, and when they're broken, the penalties need to be upheld to ensure that fairness is restored. And basically, the people that moved up the primaries in Florida and in Michigan broke those rules because they thought they'd increase their influence at a critical moment in the primary process. And to let them revote the states now when the outcome actually hangs in the balance, would only reward them by giving them undue influence at a critical moment now.
Yeah,
I mean, they misjudged it, but why should we reward them?
Ed, we're up against the clock. Thank you for your call. Of course, it'll be proportional anyway in the Democratic primaries in Michigan and Florida. Who knows what advantage, but maybe every delegate counts. Thanks for the calls. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. It is now 28 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Standing up for freedom. Tom Hartman. Nationwide on AM 620 KTOJ and 620KTOJ.com. Now back to Tom Hartman Nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station. AM 620 KTOJ.
Everywhere I go, seems like bushes on TV. Shed blood in the name of liberty.
We're back. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. Nationwide, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. And joining us now, one of our good friends on the show, Christy Harvey. She's Director of Strategic Communications for the Center for American Progress. It's AmericanProgress.org. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I am so good. I know it's Friday when I hear Christy Harvey's voice. How are you?
I am fine. I spent the entire day cleaning my office, so I feel very productive and tidy.
Really?
It's very nice.
The day I hope for is when George Bush and Dick Cheney clean their offices. That's the day we want.
I think they have a lot of cleaning to do. You know that shredding machine's going to be going overtime.
Oh, yeah. They're probably starting now, stoking the fires. Hey, Christy, talking about cleaning up and scrubbing things, there was a report from the Pentagon that we heard about the other day about they went through about 600,000 documents obtained from Iraq from years, and they couldn't find any link between Saddam Hussein and bin Laden's al-Qaeda. And what's the Pentagon done now with that report?
Well, this is very interesting. The Pentagon now, they started to release the report on Monday. And on Monday, they put together an executive summary saying what was in the report. They posted it online. And the AP got it, and the New York Times got it and wrote about it. And, of course, people are still very angry that we were lied to before the war. And there was a lot of response to it, especially when you look at the direct comments that the Bush administration made, George Bush, Dick Cheney, Condi Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, before the war, saying that you can't tell the difference between Saddam and Osama, and Iraq was involved in 9/11, and things like that. And so the Pentagon put this report out saying that after going through 600,000 documents, it's official, there was absolutely no link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. And the Pentagon put it up and then realized kind of what it had done when people got so angry, and they canceled the press release about it. They canceled the press background briefing with the study's authors that they were going to have with different journalists. They took it off its website, and they said, well, we're not censoring the report. You can still get it, but if you want a copy of this report, you now have to submit a request in writing. And they won't even email it to you, even though they have it in PDF form. They will put it on a CD and mail it to you through snail mail with the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, this is such their M.O. It is such their M.O. Anything that disagrees with their conservative point of view, they will do everything they can to redact or censor or make it hard to get to.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there were statistics that came out at the end of last year about how much more information this administration has decided is classified, for example. You know, something crazy, like 17 times more than any other administration. They've worked very hard to classify. They spend, I think it's $18 million on shredding, honestly, a year. Some crazy number on just getting rid of documents and covering things up. And I just think it really is indicative of their sort of blank view of the world and the reality that they don't truck in reality. They sort of ignore what's really going on, and they want the rest of us to do that too. So they shred away.
This is the most secretive administration in history. There is no question about it. You know, I happened to be with John Dean last Saturday for an ACLU dinner here in Portland, Oregon. And John Dean, of course, has written Worse Than Watergate, among a number of excellent books. And he said Richard Nixon in his wildest dreams couldn't have imagined the unchecked power that George Bush and Dick Cheney have amassed.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that. And I love John Dean, by the way. I think he's phenomenal. And his book was just amazing. And it's true. They've gotten away with it because people, there's so much of it that people at this point, I think, are almost ready to shrug and say, well, of course they're doing something sneaky or dirty and they're not really paying much attention.
Go ahead, Christine.
And I think that does people a real disservice. And when you amass everything together and say, yes, they're shredding documents and they're classifying things, I was a little high, but they spend $2.9 million a year to shred documents.
Well, they can say they've done something for the shredding industry, I guess. That will be their legacy. I understand that George Bush had some words for U.S. troops in Afghanistan today.
Oh, my gosh. This is pretty crazy. He was out, and I thought he was trying to bolster the troops. But he was talking about how that if he were – this is a direct quote from George Bush. If he were slightly younger and not employed here, I think it would be a fantastic experience to be on the front lines of helping this young democracy succeed.
He didn't say that, did he?
He said
that. Oh, come on.
He actually said that. He also said, it must be exciting for you, in some ways romantic, you know, confronting danger.
You know,
I almost threw up right here in my office.
These are words to make you retch on a Friday. He was younger, had his chance, and he went AWOL from Vietnam service.
Well, and think of the thousands. We've lost 4,000 troops almost. We're just a couple shy of that in Iraq, and we've lost thousands in Afghanistan. And to say that it's romantic and exciting to be in danger, I just think does – it's a slap in the face of every man and woman who's over there actually putting their lives at risk for this.
You know, I have said this on the show ad nauseum. I do not understand how people in the United States military can have any – I understand that he is the commander-in-chief. But to have any respect for him or his policies is beyond me after what he has done to the United States military. My dad is 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's a veteran of World War II. He told me from the very beginning that this was an incredible misuse of the military to invade and occupy Iraq. He knows it. I think a lot of people know it. And yet the military, a portion of them, seem to trust this guy blindly.
Well, I think your dad's a smart man because look at, I think George Bush way too often uses the troops either for a photo opportunity or as a way to incite passions for the electorate for political reasons. But he doesn't really, I don't think he actually supports the troop. When you look at the fact, for example, the White House fought letting the National Guard get TRICARE, which is the military's health care system. They turned a blind eye to all of the atrocities going on at Walter Reed for veterans when they came home. They have cut services for mental health care for veterans when they come home. Veterans of the current Iraq war and the war in Afghanistan are already showing up in homeless shelters. And they've found actual veterans who are struggling, with jobs and things like that. And on top of that, just think of all of the lives that have been lost for a war that he brought us into. And then for him to say, it must be exciting and romantic and act like this is this big, fun game.
It's like, where are those pesky weapons of mass destruction? It's like that comment, making light of it. I had a military kid come up to me after a show in Texas some years ago and said, you should listen to President Bush like he listens to the country. So I did. I tapped his phone without a court order. But I'll tell you, I don't get it. And I understand the Air Force has a new slogan as well, Christy.
It does. I saw this and just thought it was a little strange. They have decided to change their slogan, and it is now going to be above all.
That is their
new slogan.
You're saying
Force,
things today that are just
above all.
Yeah, and that means Uber alles.
When you translate that in German, it is Uber alles.
And you put Deutschland Uber alles, the word Deutschland, and whose Luftwaffe do you get then?
I think Air Force Uber Alles is not exactly the message we really want to be spreading around the world, but they think it's a bold one, so I wonder how much focus grouping and how much it costs to come up with this one.
We reached a point where Christy Harvey, Director of Strategic Communications for the Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, can come on a national radio show and say things that are just unbelievable, but they happen to be true from this administration.
It's crazy. I sometimes can't believe it myself and think this has got to be from The Onion, or this has got to be.
That's why The Onion is so good, because humor is based on truth, and here we have it in this administration.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Christy, tell us this New Zealand story with a dolphin.
This is my favorite story, and I know it's not exactly political, but it's my favorite story of the weekend. I always talk about the depressing and the corrupt, and so this is my happy story of the week. But, there were these two whales that kept beaching themselves off of a sandbar in New Zealand. And there were New Zealand rescue teams that were sent out and kept getting them off of the sandbar because, you know, the whales will die, and trying to get them to go back in the ocean, and the whales would circle back around and beach themselves again. And they kept beaching themselves further and further up on the sandbar. And they knew, the rescue teams knew, that they wouldn't be able to save them one of those times if they got far enough up. And it's a long and painful death for the whales. So they said, if it happens again, we're probably going to have to euthanize the whales and put them down to save them from this painful death. And sure enough, the whales turned around again and went headed towards this sandbar. And, Carl, I love it. Out of nowhere came a dolphin. And it was this Superman hero dolphin, and it got between the whales and the sandbar and took about 30 minutes, but got the whales to turn around and go back out into the ocean, and the dolphin saved the day.
Flipper.
And the whales.
Flipper is back.
Flipper is back, I know.
You're way too young to remember Bud and Sandy and Flipper, but that's a great story.
Isn't that a happy story? So the dolphins are out to save the whales.
And there's a marathon runner who was pulled out of the Olympics in Beijing, is that right?
That is also true. It's, in fact, the world record holder for the marathon, a guy from Ethiopia. And he said that it's just not worth the danger it'll do to the rest of his career because the pollution in Beijing is so desperately bad that he can't do it. And so he quit the Olympics because he just didn't want to run in that air quality.
Wow.
And I think that's something we need to pay attention to, because we've got people like Stephen Johnson at the EPA rolling back our air standards. And so
maybe if the marathoners collapse in China, they'll be pulled across the finish line by dolphins. That's the only thing I can think of. Christy Harvey, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you too, Carl.
That's Christy Harvey, AmericanProgress.org. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program right now, 45 minutes past the hour.
Truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Blindingly logical. Tom Hartman, nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Ed Schultz.
And I want to see a change. I don't want John McCain to be the next president of the United States. I don't want a divided camp.
Noon to 3.
And I just think that the winds of change are not with the senator from New York.
Proud member of the vast liberal conspiracy.
Wouldn't even be the story that Hillary made the comeback. The story would be, how in the hell did Barack lose that thing?
The Ed Schultz Show.
That's how far ahead he is.
Noon to 3, AM 620 KPOJ. Online at 620KPOJ.com.
This week's automotive service tip is brought to you by Tom Dwyer.
Get your fuel injectors cleaned every 15 to 30,000 miles, but make sure you're not paying for a gas tank additive or an aerosol can type treatment. Thorough fuel injector and throttle body cleaning takes the right equipment and time. When done properly, the benefits include lower emissions, better performance, and increased fuel mileage. Any ASC Master technician can offer auto tips. Here's a Progressive tip. Join me in calling our representatives and senators often. Get their numbers in speed dial on your cell phone and landlines and use them. It's easy to do. Let them know how you feel about current issues. Thank them or admonish them for their positions and votes. A phone call has much more impact than emails or online petitions. Your Congress members need to hear how you feel on a regular basis. You can't expect to be represented if you don't speak up.
Keep your democracy safe, breakdown-free, and operating at its best. And remember Tom Dwyer Automotive Services when you need help with your 1995 and newer vehicles, providing you peace of mind service since 1981. 503-230-2300.
It's been said that our society will be defined not only by what we create, but by what we refuse to destroy. And there's a place in Northeast Oregon that embodies the phrase. That place is called Zumwalt Prairie. With help from lottery funds, 33,000 acres now serve as a protected home to 28 threatened species, including the pocket gopher, Townsend big-eared bat, and North America's largest population of nesting birds of prey. This thriving ecosystem is a living reminder of nature's majesty, a reminder for Oregonians to continue to be good stewards of the land, and a reminder that in the upper right-hand corner of our great state lies a 52-square-mile safe haven for critters great and small. A plot preserved for future generations. Both theirs and ours. The Oregon Lottery. It does good things. Lottery games are based on chance and should be played for entertainment only.
Broadway Toyota at the Rose Quarter sold more Priuses than anyone in Oregon or Washington last year for two reasons. Because we always have more Priuses to choose from than anyone, and because our prices are the lowest. Right now, Broadway Toyota's got a boatload of Priuses in stock, many for under 24 grand. So check our website, then check their website, and you'll see why Broadway is the only way. Just get off at the I-5 Rose Quarter exit and head two blocks east.
Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We're back. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. You can make it a better world. Go to TomHartman.com. Donate to Sacks of Hope, Sudanese refugees in Darfur. We can have a better world. Tom Hartman over there with Joe Madison, Alan Ratner. We heard from them earlier on the show on the ground on the border of the Darfur region of Sudan. And you can help. Go to TomHartman.com. Contribute what you can. Very, very important. It's nice to be along with you today, and the number is 866-303-2270 as we head into the weekend. And let's continue with our calls with Matthew in Charlottesville, Virginia. Matthew, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Hi, Carl. How you doing?
Good.
Really like the show today. I'm really glad that you're standing in for Tom today.
Thank you.
I have two quick things I want to mention because I know we're up against the wall here. But one thing is nobody's talking about the as far as Florida goes. The Republicans had a piece of legislature to give the Florida voters a paper trail when they vote in the primary and the general election. That was tied into the thing to move the primary forward, and they basically told the Democrats, if you want the paper trail, which they had
That's
promised
right.
their voters they would get,
That's
then
right.
you
it was
have
an amendment to that bill, which the Democrats couldn't oppose, and they ramrodded that through the Florida legislature. Democrats were opposed to it, but the Republicans did make mischief there. You're right.
Right, right. And that's why I didn't really appreciate what the caller you had before said about Hillary Clinton pushing for it. I don't really see how that's possible if it was the Republicans trying to bully this basically into moving up the primary.
Well, it's a state-by-state thing. As I mentioned here in Oregon, the legislature decided not to spend the $2 million to move up to February 5th. It was a state-by-state thing. The question is, was there any pressure brought to bear by any campaign at that point
right.
to move those primaries ahead? But you're absolutely right, Matthew. There was, and, you know, Republicans make mischief everywhere. I don't know if you saw, but on Sunday, they released figures from the 10th Congressional District in Ohio, and when Dennis Kucinich ran against a number of opponents, four opponents, and 10,000 registered Republicans in that district switched their party affiliation to vote for one of Kucinich's opponents. This was a strategy led by Rush Limbaugh. The Dump Dennis campaign and the Cleveland Plain Dealer was along with it. They endorsed one of his challengers four separate times. We know they make mischief.
I didn't actually see the numbers, but I did hear about that. I thought that was pretty awful.
Yep.
The other thing I want to talk about just real quick, the whole thing about Barack Obama now saying that the voting by mail would be a bad thing. I bought into that. I felt the same way he did until I realized that in June of last year, he actually supported the Vote by Mail Act, saying that it would be better for people to vote by mail and saying that he supported it. It would lead to fair counts and it would lead to more up-to-date voting rolls. So I'm not sure why he's saying that then and this now, basically maybe because he just doesn't want them counted.
Yeah, it may be a certain strategy within this moment, but I'll tell you, and thanks for the call, Matthew, it certainly works well in Oregon. I've been a resident up here for 7 years, and I think vote by mail works very, very well. Let's go to Laura in Camas, Washington. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, I've never done this before, but
me
I
neither.
Felt I had to.
Me neither.
My first response when my son asked me who I was going to vote for, it was Hillary, because I didn't know anything, and it was just based on emotion. Now I finally am making an educated guess, and it's Obama all the way. Do you really think that she can, after all her debates, did she come off well for us for foreign policy? She comes across as fake and shrill and just awful.
You know, Laura, I on the morning show about 3 months ago, I actually kind of endorsed Hillary Clinton on the air, and
I did.
And I think she'd be a fine president. I think Barack Obama would be a fine president.
Yeah.
I think we have two great candidates. But I have to tell you, I've been very disappointed in her campaign
last
month or so. And it seems to me that, and I know that, and Tom Hartman has said this on the air, and in a way it's a good thing to see if each candidate is tough enough to take on what the Republicans are going to throw at us in the fall.
Exactly.
I understand that. But when you go below the belt, when you virtually endorse John McCain on foreign policy over Barack Obama, when you don't show the outrage at a Republican smear and seem to play into that smear in a subtle way on 60 Minutes, that turned me off a bit. I have to tell you, I am a Democrat. I will support the nominee of the party, and I hope we are not so fractured when the nominee comes to us that we're going to lose in the fall. I hope that won't be the
I see no difference between McCain and Hillary. I mean, think about it. She had no forethought about her funding for a campaign. Obama used that, you know, newfangled internet to raise money. You know, and he just recently said, if you work, you shouldn't be poor. I mean,
you know, Laura, you do have to broaden the frame here. I mean, she is not going to follow the Bush McCain policy on torture. She's going to be for civil unions, at least. She's going to be pro-choice. I mean, you can go down the list and you see where John McCain is so much closer to George Bush than Hillary Clinton. But the only thing that I can tell you, and I thank you for the call, is that I have been disappointed in the campaign as it's run. And I have to say, Howard Wolfson, a guy who shares my last name, I hope not related to him, they come across as simply a shrill and divisive. Now, look, we want a candidate who's going to be tough against John McCain in the fall. That's true. But the below-the-belt stuff, I just don't like, and it's turned me off to the campaign, and it's just not me. Annie in Marina, California, may have a different view. Annie, welcome to the show.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the Hillary bashing. I think she's been treated unfairly in the press and everything. She has gotten really so much bad press, and it's not even equal to what Obama has. And I have heard a lot of things about him that I haven't heard out in the press.
Annie, thank you for the call. One of the reasons that I just mentioned that I kind of endorsed Hillary on the air, kind of endorsed, sounds weird, but I thought they were piling on, and even some progressives on Hillary Clinton in the beginning, I thought that was the case. But I have to tell you, in the last month or so, the way the campaign has been run has told me volumes about Senator Clinton. I will support her or Barack Obama, and I appreciate all the calls and all the passion today. It's been a pleasure to sit in for Tom Hartman over in Darfur. We wish Tom a Godspeed in getting back here. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program. Remember, TomHartman.com. It's your country. Get out there and take it back.
Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.